Hello and welcome. This is a top five on Press TV. Now, the Palestinian Liberation Organization terminates all security and economic agreements with Israel. This decision was made during the 30th session of the Palestinian Central Council, which kicked off in the West Bank city of Ramallah on Sunday. Palestinian officials pledged not to recognize Israel as long as it does not recognize Palestine. The council also added that the independent state of Palestine must be created with 1967 borders and East Jerusalem as the capital. Palestinian officials then promised to continue their resistance by whatever means possible. The announcement by the Palestinian Central Council comes amid Israel's growing expansionist policies, with the U.S. states offering an all-out support. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Paul Ladouri from the Free Palestine Movement. Thank you very much, sir, once again for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, it was about time to see some kind of action like this from the Palestine Liberation Organization, wasn't it?
Well, if you want to call it action, because what I see is words, and they're good words. And we hope that action will follow it up. It's a warning shot in a way, and it's a kind of encouragement to people to Palestinian groups and to Palestinians everywhere who want to see this happen. But will we see it happen? I mean, implementation of this by the PLO is they're going to delegate the administration, the follow-up of this, to whom? They're going to send it to Mahmoud Abbas, and he doesn't need any of these agreements or understandings or pacts or treaties or whatever in order to maintain business as usual. He can do this. I and my wife have no pacts between us, and yet we cooperate all the time with each other. So the question is whether Mahmoud Abbas is going to live up to the spirit of this agreement, and refuse to cooperate and to order his forces to stonewall the Israelis. So this is, it remains to be seen what is going to happen for it. It's good on paper. What can I tell you?
And very quickly, Mr. Ladouri, we haven't seen this much atrocities from the side of Israelis until recently, when it has felt that it has the U.S. backing with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. The level of atrocities are immense. Ever since Trump came to power?
Well, I think they have much bigger atrocities in mind. They've only begun, I think. And they have, they haven't yet, during the Trump administration, done anything like the atrocities of 2012 and 2014. In 2014, more than 2,000 people died in the period of, 51 days, I think it was. So there has been a long, slow genocide, and it has been disgusting and terrible, the killing of unarmed people, including quite a few women and children. But I think that's not enough for Israel. Israel will do a lot more.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Ladouri. Of course, we will have you more on Press TV to discuss this very important issue, which really deserves more time.